I think it's so easy to get discouraged by what is going on in this country and in our world today. We just had another shooting at a mall in Washington, the bombs in New York, stabbing in a mall here in St. Cloud, and then the continued shooting of black men, which is just so beyond distressing. And then on top of that all, we just are in the midst of a very uninspiring presidential election, wondering how these individuals are our presidential candidates. But if you look to your left, my right, you will see a very hopeful image. You will see an image of Beatrice Garibanda, a parishioner of St. Matthew's, who is wearing blue, which many of us know is the color of hope. Blue was one of her favorite colors, if not her favorite color, and it's also the color of the season of Advent, the season when we remember Mary pregnant with the Christ child, waiting in hopeful expectation for the new future that God is about to birth. Beatrice was full of hope, and she inspired hope in others for many reasons. But one of them was because she knew Jesus. She knew Jesus and what God had done through him. For her, there was always a hopeful future, a hopeful ending. She knew the abundant life that Jesus offers all people. And Beatrice also knew the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. She was attentive to it. It worked through her. And that also made her an incredibly hopeful and inspiring person. She was a powerful woman, and we even get that sense from this beautiful portrait of her power because she was alive with this power of the Holy Spirit. She was a woman of prayer, and I think from day one here, one of the stories I've heard the most is the story of her learning that Daniel Brown had drowned in Belize, stopping everyone in the parish hall and saying a prayer that people remember to this day. She was a powerful woman because she was a woman of vision. She cast visions that people wanted to be a part of. Visions that inspired people. And Beatrice was a bridge person. She brought people together across lines of difference, across different countries, cultures, races, different kinds of backgrounds. And she knew that Jesus has already broken down the dividing wall that is between us. She brought us all together for something larger than ourselves. Beatrice continues to have an impact today, 11 years after her death, and her life and legacy lives on. And we honor her as one of our saints. We are thrilled to have her portrait permanently in our church because she was able to see, as saints are, a different future. She was able to see a different future for the people of Cazotown. She was able to see a different future for St. Paul. And she was able to see a different future for St. Matthew's Episcopal Church. I think about the Blue House and Beatrice going back home and seeing children living on the street. It horrified her, and she knew She knew that her people were generous people, and they always tried to take care of one another, and that previously, when a family was in trouble or parents had died, other families would take in children. But the people of Kazotown were so overwhelmed by the destruction wrought by HIV/AIDS that they were beyond capacity, and they could not take in these children who were homeless anymore. And she couldn't take it. And so, with James, they bought a piece of land and started a very small blue house. They had a shelter, and they invited a handful of girls in. And then she came back here, and she invited many of you into this story and into her vision for how these girls could be cared for. And you got on board right away because the Holy Spirit cast powerful visions through her, and you started to fundraise. There was a what was called an African fashion show and a dinner, and people started to get excited and get on board. And then tragically, she died suddenly in 2005. In her home, there was an open door policy. A lot of people in and out, and if you were around near supper time, you were always invited to dinner. A plate was always put down for you. So many people who were not Beatrice's children have referred to her as Mama Beatrice. She invited them into her family. She mentored them. She looked out for them. And here at St. Matthew's, she invited her friends from International Student Housing, and she had a van. Anybody remember that van? How long did you think that van was going to keep going for? But by the power of the Holy Spirit, that van kept running, and she would bring often two pews full of children here each Sunday, and it was because of Beatrice, in partnership with you and Grant Abbott and Lynn Lawyer, that St. Matthew's became a neighborhood church with a worldwide community. The different futures that the Holy Spirit showed Beatrice for Kazotown, St. Paul, and St. Matthew's gave us a vision and a taste of God's kingdom, the ultimate reconciliation of all people and things into a community of justice and love. Beatrice understood that in times like the one in which we now live, God's hope can most readily be found in the local, in the small and concrete acts in which we respond to what is going on in our neighborhood and our cities. The Blue House started with a small act, acknowledging that what was happening was not right, was not God's vision for life for these girls, buying land and then inviting some girls into the first Blue House. And then coming back and inviting the people of St. Matthew's and other friends into this vision. Her participation in God's hospitality began with small acts, inviting people over to dinner, or just including people who are ready in her home at her table. And her transformation of this church began with small acts of just inviting people to come to church with her. So let's be inspired by Beatrice this day as we each think about God's call to us to follow me and what that might look like. Start locally. Pray. Ask, where is God in this situation? what's happening and what's getting in the way of everyone experiencing God's love and fullness of life. Identifying the major challenges and opportunities. Then respond, buy land, invite people over for dinner, invite people to church. This church was built by people of European descent, and the beautiful art in this building reflects their history and culture. And I love today that we even have the ancestor, the granddaughter of one of the Norwegian immigrants who built this church, and she's now head of our art ministry. So there is this wonderfully rich history that we have. And today, thanks to Beatrice, her presence here, her invitation to so many people to join us, international meals, friendships, global music and liturgies, we have become, thanks be to God, a worldwide community. And Beatrice's portrait now reflects the reality that was already here. All of our histories and cultures are equally important and deserve to be recognized here in this church. In Southern Africa, there is a way of understanding what it means to be human called Ubuntu. Ubuntu means I am because we are. I am a person through others. Beatrice lived Ubuntu. In this day and age of fear, division, violence, racism, and uncertainty, let us continue to look to Beatrice and what God taught us through her. Faith, hope, love. Amen.